Hello, Houston, Apollo 12.
Go, Dick.
We're set up in the attitude. We're looking at the moon. We can see it pretty good. We're worried about the sun angle on it for television. We'll take a look at it, and while we're doing that, I'll go ahead and do the landing site wristband orientation, okay?
That'll be fine. And if you are getting sunlight in the camera, about the only thing that's expected would help is to point as far away from the sun as you can toward the points of the crescent.
No, that's not our problem. Our problem is the sun is shining on the center hatch window, and the hatch window's got so much gunk on it that it's just so shiny that I'm afraid the TV wouldn't look through it. The sun is not directly in the window yet, but we'll look at it as we close it. Of course, we're going to drop behind anyhow and eclipse the sun here in a minute.
Houston, you might consider, if that hatch window is really clobbered, Pete, looking out one of the side windows. We've got some angles here. If you want to use window number one, then we can work some up for window number five, if that's a better window.
Five is absolutely the best window. It's the only one that we're ever going to get any pictures out of. The rest are so clobbered that we're not going to get much out of any of them.
Okay, we'll have to run that through and check and make sure we...
The angle for window 5.
Okay, we'll have to run it through and make sure we can get high gain and the window at the moon.